What would you do when you were living your dream, doing what you love, and one day everything is taken away from you? Well, our guest on today's show will share his story, how he went from living his dream to totally reinvent himself. He is from sunny Florida. His name is Will Grant, a pro athlete, BMX racer, and also a social media influencer with a passion for health and fitness. Will followed his childhood dream of being a professional BMX racer and began competing at state level, later entering his professional career, putting everything on the line and traveling all around the world, pushing everything until he broke down, not just mentally, but especially physically. Because of injuries, he wasn't able to walk or couldn't do anything, just healing from all his injuries. Well, by using a meditation and the Wim Hof breathing method, he was able to turn his life around and totally reinvent himself. Today, he is sharing his experience and knowledge with the world. So stay tuned. He has an inspiring story, sharing his wisdom and experience, coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Hey, Will, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I'm stoked for the conversation.
Awesome. So how are you doing, and how is Florida?
Oh, it's beautiful as ever. We actually had a nice little rainstorm yesterday, which I love the rain, but it's perfect weather. You can't complain, you know, about high 60s, low 70s, perfect training weather, perfect riding weather. I actually have a few athletes from around the world staying and training in my house in hopes to get ready for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So it's pretty cool, man. I'm just surrounded by a few professional athletes, and I wish I was in full swing, but I'm still in my physical therapy, but it's definitely motivating to be around other pro athletes.
Well, that's awesome. And what you're building is amazing, and I can't wait to share your story and share some of the tips and strategies to inspire everyone else listening in.
Absolutely, man. That's the whole goal, is I like to step out of my comfort zone and to push myself in order to help as many people as possible. That's the goal.
Hey, Will, I think you're really doing an amazing job online with your website, YouTube channel, and Instagram accounts. You're really building your brand.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's definitely been a sweet process. You know, like, it was a year ago, actually last January, I couldn't even figure out how to turn on a computer or get on the internet or open up emails or anything. And when I decided, I just had a vision, you know, like, this is what I wanted to do, and this is what I wanted to work towards. And I literally have put everything into creating a website, just learning the whole process and learning how to create videos. Like, I couldn't even figure out a camera, couldn't figure out a computer, literally last January. And just in the past year, I've literally, because I've been injured, I've been stuck on 4,000 steps a day, really stuck in my house. So I've just used that time and that extra energy that I couldn't put towards my own training into just learning the online world, really, from creating a website to creating the video and online content, just finding ways that I can bring value into the world and my own unique way to make the world a better place, you know?
Well, you're doing an awesome job, and I checked some of your content and videos. They are amazing and also are getting a lot of views and engagements. Also, your Instagram account is looking very professional.
Thank you.
So what gave you the idea to start your website, and why did you create it? What's the story behind it?
Yeah, well, pretty much, man, the past 10 years up until the last year, I've really just focused on my own racing and just focused on myself, and have literally done everything to just build my own self up and my own ego without really giving back or wanting to help anyone else. And then through all of the injuries that I went through, I had all that taken away from me. I couldn't walk, I broke my collarbone. And so everything that I put importance to, I lost. And through that process, it brought me to rock bottom. And when you reach rock bottom, you kind of get a whole new perspective on everything, of not only yourself, but the world and what's important and your own values and where you want to kind of go from there. And that's exactly what it did. And I knew I wanted to help the world, and to, because I have so much energy. I have so much energy to bring into the world. And I've always used this energy for really negative things in my whole life. And now I realize that I can put that energy towards the positive things to not only help myself, but help the people around me, help the people I care about, and just help the world. And so that I can live in a better world, the people I care and love about can live in a better world, and even the generations after that. Because we are all one, you know, we're all in this together. So why not help each other? So I knew it was online, because that's where really everything's going, the more that I studied. So I met with a guy who knew how to create a website, and I've been working with him pretty much every single week to just add more and to add more. And then I created a program, and then I started learning how to make videos. And I really just try to make as many videos as possible, just giving out free value, free information in order to help the world, to help other people by what I went through, you know. So I learned from my experience and what I went through. I put it in a content format in order to help as many people as possible. And that's really what the website's about, man. And it's all free. It's all free.
Wow, that's incredible. So you had to totally reinvent yourself from being a pro athlete to totally turn yourself around. So what can a person expect when they visit your website that can be useful for them? I see that you have a special program, 6 weeks program. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So pretty much when I was at my most broken, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, when I found that rock bottom, I realized that habits are everything. So I began to change my negative habits into positive habits, just to start getting more positive situations into my life. And I took these small habits. A lot of them are physical, because I was learning how to heal my body, because I had knee pain, shoulder pains, back pains, and even from and all these pains connect with yourself. Are you there? Yeah. And I believe that all physical pains connect on an emotional level as well, and they go hand in hand. And what that program was about was finding the habits that made the biggest difference in bringing me out of that rut. Like what made the biggest difference in my physical pains, in my emotional pains, and everything that I went through? What are just small, easy things that you could do every single day? And it progresses to 6 weeks. So it's a 6 week happier, healthier, stronger self program. And that's exactly what it is. It's 6 weeks to take you, showing you basic habits of, that's what's going to get you out of your rut and finding your full potential.
So you really create your own program to heal yourself and get back in shape.
Oh yeah. Like it's literally the best of the best of what I did for myself. So I tried all these different therapies, methods, movements, stretches, breathing, meditations, in order to heal, regenerate, and to find my own potential. And through that, I took the best of the best of what worked for me the most and created a 6 week program. And I'm actually, I still go, as I learn more, I still go into that program and I make small adjustments and add into it to, so I can always constantly make that program better.
Well, that's great that you're constantly optimizing and tweaking the program to offer the most value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'm still growing and learning every day. And as I grow and learn, I want to give that back as well.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And I think it's really inspiring, your story.
Thank you.
What you went through. I think it's great also that you're documenting your story and sharing your wisdom with the rest of the world.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, because that's the goal. You know, I want to help. I want to inspire. I want to motivate. I just want to help in any way I can, you know?
Yeah, I also think that shows from your content and videos. They're full of energy, man. So how do you remain confident and so optimistic?
Well, I don't really see another option. You know, I could either be optimistic or I can be pessimistic. And my view or my perspective creates my reality. And I would rather live in a positive world than a negative world. And look at that. There's a bee on me. Wait, can you see that?
Wow. Yeah, I see it.
I'm actually allergic to bees. I'm sorry. Where was I at? I got all distracted on you.
How you are keeping so optimistic.
Oh, yeah. So how I stay... because your perspective creates your reality. That creates your world, you know? So, and that is all based on habit. So you're either positive or you're negative, and that is all based on habit. And I strongly believe that. So if you are constantly have a negative perspective, that's just based on a habit, and that creates your world. And nobody wants to live in a negative world where all these bad things are constantly happening to them. It's literally all of what we focus on, because what we focus on expands. And I would much rather expand the positive than the negative, right?
Absolutely, man. And I think it also has to do a lot with focus. I really believe what Tony Robbins says, where focus goes, energy flows.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that right there is what keeps me positive, because I've lived a negative life where my habit of thought was extremely negative, and that just brought more negative situations and outcomes. And then I actually, it's just when I started to read, and that was from going through my injuries, it was the first time I was able to sit down long enough and to try to read a book. And I read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is one of the first self-help books that most people read. And through that book, that's when I learned that if I wanted to change my life and have a positive life, I had to change my negative thoughts into positive thoughts, and I had to change my negative actions into positive actions. And when I did that on a daily, consistent basis, it became a habit.
Think and Grow Rich. Well, that is a really great book. So when was this? When did you start reading that?
Okay, so it's been... So December... So 2017, I went to Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and I did one of my first World Cup races. And that's when I was really pushing myself as hard as I can just for myself. And I ended up breaking my collarbone there, and I got back, and I was laid up from an injury, and I kind of was rushing back into my injury, and then I had to sit back and stop for a little bit. And that's when I started to learn how to meditate and started to learn how to just sit down and breathe, because when I was first injured, my first reaction was, okay, how can I train and make myself better, even though I can't train? And after reviewing footage and watching my races, I realized that on the gate, my mind was just going everywhere. I couldn't calm my mind down enough to come out smooth and focused and precise. It's kind of like if you take a wild animal and put him in a small cage and you open that cage door, he's going to hit the sides on the way out before he finally comes out. And in that BMX race, it's only 30, 45 seconds. So you have to come out extremely smooth, extremely fast, and extremely precise. And I thought the way to calm down my mind was to start learning how to breathe and learning how to meditate. So I began to meditate, and that gave me the skill to sit down long enough to read a book. And actually, 3 days after I healed from my collarbone was when I exploded my whole knee and broke my femur. So 3 days into training, that's when everything really exploded on me and went down. And I kept trying to push. I kept trying to train. I kept trying to race. And it was just causing more and more damage till eventually in December of 2017 was when I had that other knee surgery where they drilled and exploded my whole entire knee in hopes that it would grow back properly. And then so during my collarbone surgery, I read the book Think and Grow Rich. And then when I first went into my knee surgery, December 5th, 2017, I picked up the book Power vs. Force. And that was huge for me because my whole life I've forced everything I've done in order to make Will Grant as great as Will Grant can be. And through this book, I learned what true power is. And I learned that power comes from helping others and putting my energy into bringing the world up and bringing the people up around me. And then I become my things that I'm doing throughout the day, things tend to bring a lot more momentum instead of resistance. And again, that just built more momentum. I just kept reading. I kept meditating. I kept breathing. And then that's when January, February came around. I realized I needed to make a website. I started making a website. I started healing up. I went to Europe again, and, that's when I realized I was going to put everything into video and content format. And I got back from Europe in April. And ever since then, I've been just focusing on my healing, regenerating my knee, and creating as much content as possible in order to help as many people as I can.
Well, that's incredible. So really the special breathing methods and meditation, you were able to turn yourself back around.
That was the start to everything, man. That was really the start to everything because my mind was always going 100 miles per hour, and it was all about myself. And once I sat down and I started breathing, I started getting a deeper understanding and a higher perspective, not only on myself, but on the world and about everything around me. And it took that practice of mindfulness to see myself, to see the world, to see what was really of value to me, to the world, and what was really important and what's going to be important at the end of the day, at the end of my life, at the end of everything. Like, what do I want people to say at my funeral? You know, because if I was living the life before that I was living, I think my funeral could come a lot sooner and there wouldn't be too many people at it.
Exactly, man. That's what life's about. You need to live it. Now, I also noticed from your content that you're really into the Wim Hof breathing methods.
Oh, that's been my form of meditation, my form of breathing, that cold therapy. I am a huge, huge fan. My brother was actually the first person that told me about that when I was healing from my collarbone. I was telling him I've been trying to learn how to meditate and this and that. And he was telling me about Wim Hof, and then I dove all in. When I got back, I told myself I was going to do Wim Hof every single day. And I have. And it's been about a year and a half since then. And I was going to do that Wim Hof breathing every single day. And that's been probably the single biggest habit that made the biggest difference in changing my life right there.
Well, the videos on your YouTube channel about the Wim Hof breathing methods are also the most popular ones with so many views.
Exactly. And I don't think that's a coincidence, you know, because my whole goal with all of my videos are to take what has helped me the most, put that in a content format in order to help as many people as possible. And I think that the Wim Hof method and the breathing and the cold therapy, that's helped me the most. So that's what I can really resonate with and really relate to the most, and speak on such a genuine level, because that has truly helped me more than anything else. And I've stuck with it every single day for the past year and a half. And I think those are on top of Wim Hof doing all these great things, and he's kind of exploding right now. I think that's why those become my most popular videos, because those are the ones that have helped me the most. And those are the ones that I feel like I know and understand the most, because those are what has helped me.
Yep. Best habit I do, for sure. Have you done it yet?
Well, he's a Dutch guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I know him, and he's really big. I think he also has been on the Tony Robbins shows. So he's going all over the world. So he is really big.
Yeah, he is.
But I haven't tried it myself.
Go ahead.
I didn't try it myself yet.
You got to try it. And it's super easy to try it. Literally just take, I mean, maybe not now, just afterwards, just take in 30 deep breaths as deep as you possibly can. Let all of your air out and then just hold and be still and just witness. And that's just one round. And it's literally, you can't get any more simpler, and you can't get any more primal to it, you know? And just that over-oxygenating your body and your mind and your brain just puts everything in a better state, not only to perform, but to take in information that gives us just a higher perspective on our surroundings and a higher perspective on ourselves and pretty much everything, man. It's good shit.
Yeah, breathing is a really important factor, because like your brain uses like 20% of your oxygen level. So the more oxygen you get, it uses a lot. Like, so, and most people don't realize that, and they don't breathe a lot. So
most people breathe just the bare minimum to survive and to get by.
Right.
You know. And oxygen is literally our most important thing that we need to live and to survive. We can last almost over a month without food, about a week without water, but we can't last over a couple minutes without oxygen. Everything is used from oxygen, from our brain function to our body, from our recovery to everything. And the deeper that we breathe, I believe the deeper that we can live. And a shallow breathing is a shallow life. And when you're breathing the bare minimum to get by, you're getting the bare minimum out of your mind, out of your body, out of even your soul.
Right. So, so is this also, where you, you get your energy, but also you get your creative insights from?
Yeah, it's really, really good question, man. Actually, my whole life I've been, I've considered myself as just the least creative person there is. I've never exercised my creative muscle. I've never, because at a young age, I was told I wasn't creative. And so I thought that anything creative just wasn't really for me. And as I began to breathe and meditate and do the Wim Hof method, that has really been one of the biggest changes in the perspective of myself, to realize that creativity is a muscle and we're all creative. And I couldn't create, because one, I was too stuck in myself, and my mind was running too fast over too many different things, that it has to almost quiet down enough to let your higher self give you your best ideas, which is your creativity. It's kind of like Will Smith said, when you create, you are aligning with the universe, because in the laws of nature, that's what nature does. It is constantly creating new leaves, creating new animals. That's what the universe does. It's constantly creating. And when us as humans are able to create, if that's a video, if that's a book, if that's just create a situation that can help somebody, creating anything is when we are in line with the universe.
Yeah, that's well said. I mean, what you said, creativity is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more creative you become.
Absolutely. And that's one muscle that I've never exercised in my whole life until I said, oh man, I got to have a website. And then I went to a guy to build a website and he said, what do you want? I said, I don't know. What do you mean? I got to create it. So literally from every word to every photo to every template, I've had to design and create my website. And then that went into videos and almost falling in love with that form of exercise as well.
Okay. So what's like one thing you realized about yourself last year that surprised you?
That is the thing that I realized that surprised me was just the whole creativity, man. Like I thought people were creative or not creative. And I thought that I was a non-creative. And once I began to just, okay, this is what I'm doing and this is how I'm going to do it, I instantly learned like, okay, this is going to take a lot of creativity. And then I read a book called The Art of Learning, which is an amazing book. If you're trying to learn how to do anything, I highly recommend this book. And from this book, I pretty much just learned to go into each session completely present and just focusing on getting better and progressing, not comparing, not doing this or that, but just giving all of your intelligence, all of your mindfulness, all of your being towards each session and just focusing on getting better. And when I did that, I started becoming more and more creative. And then I started getting better ideas and more ideas of my next videos and how I wanted to improve the angles and the shots and the lighting and even from the words of what I was speaking of how I felt like I could speak better and communicate clearer.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. That sounds great. I mean, how you, were able to learn new things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And especially important to read as much as you can and just do it. I mean, just create content and that's how you are able to learn it. I mean, you can do anything.
You learn by doing, you know?
You learn by doing, exactly.
You learn by doing, absolutely, man. That's 100%. It's kind of like Wim Hof says, feeling is understanding. And that goes into whatever you're trying to learn. You have to just dive into it and then adjust and learn each day from there to find out what you did good, what you can improve on. And then through the next session, just focus on that and just giving all your intelligence and all your being into whatever your own creative outlet is, or if it's your job, if it's you being in a family, a community or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's great, man. So what can we expect from you in the future? What are your next steps?
Yeah, well, my number one, getting the best physical shape as I've ever been in my life. Because right now I'm still healing. I'm still in physical therapy. So my goal is to heal myself and to get and find my own potential, because it's just like on the airplane, they tell you to put your mask on before even your own child's, because you have to help yourself before you can help other people. And the stronger you make yourself and the more effective you make yourself, the more you can help other people. And especially in the past year, I've been, you know, from breaking my leg, from breaking my collarbone, and not able to go out and one goal right now is to become healthy to where I'm not limited by my movement, so I can move and to speak and talk to as many people as I possibly can. And I want to create as much content as I possibly can in order to help as many people, of course, as possible. And then I also want to do speaking engagements. So as I expand my own self and grow my own self, I want to
travel and teach as many people as possible. And even how we're doing, you know, this podcast or this conversation, I really want to dive in and do as many of these as possible, and keep pushing myself, keep pushing my videos, pushing my website, and just keep speaking and keep learning my own self and teaching as many people as I can, going into speaking engagements, traveling speaking engagements, back into racing. And then eventually in about 3 years, I want to start working on a compound. So maybe about 5 to 10 acres where it's a completely permaculture. So I want to get a place that is on almost some sick, infertile land. And I want to regenerate and heal that land while I create a compound to where other people can come and learn everything from the breathing, the meditation, the exercise, the cold therapy, to everything that I've learned. Maybe they come and stay for a weekend, maybe they come and stay for a week, but I will pretty much create the ultimate place that I would want to be in, that I feel like that would help me find the most potential, from a gym to cold therapy to meditation to yoga, and pretty much create a paradise. And then invite other people to come and stay and learn from that and to grow from that as well. And hopefully spread that love and spread that energy and spread that knowledge and information.
Well, that's great, man. I mean, yeah, it's really great what you're doing. You're sharing and documenting your progress and how you're healing yourself and, yeah, sharing it with the world. I really Absolutely. Like that. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to more content from you, and I will
thank you so much, man.
Keep following you on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, and, yeah, well, I'm actually coming out with a new video today.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to that. Well,
all right, man.
Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge with my listeners. One last question.
Thank you so much for inviting me, man. I had a great time.
So where can people, from which URL can people find you?
Everything is on my website, www.thewillgrant.com. And through that, you see pretty much all the content that I create, from my videos on YouTube, through all my stuff on Instagram, to Twitter, to my program. Everything is all on my website.
All right, man. I will also share it on in the show notes and on my website. So,
thanks,
yeah, I'm good luck, man, and keep doing what you do. And maybe we'll talk again one day.
Absolutely, man. That would be awesome. I really appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing as well, man. Spread the love, spread the good energy.
All right, Will.
Really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Talk to you later.
Yep, bye.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast with Will Grant. I really enjoyed the talk with Will. I thought he had an amazing story. And you can find more information about Will in the show notes. We will have many more inspiring guests coming up. And I'm also announcing the launch of my live podcast tour. Really excited about that. I'm heading out on the road to celebrate the new Creative Insights podcast with a live podcast global tour. So what does that mean? I will be traveling to Miami, Houston, Amsterdam and Berlin, and I'll be hosting a live show with local creative entrepreneurs, taking you behind the scenes and into conversations with social media influencers, creative folks, you name it. So I really want to give you as much value as possible, and every episode will be an opportunity to help you gain actionable insights to help you grow and live your dreams in business, career, and life. So stay tuned. And if you haven't subscribed to my show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help. And you can follow me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, MikeReinhardt.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.